brothers and sisters of the congregation, what you're about ready to hear is ungodly. It's repulsive. It's a recording of the new ZTDD podcast. See ya.
Welcome to another week of Brother Gambus Khan's congregation. So it's a good thing we have a stop after the intro, because otherwise we'd still be laughing.
Yeah.
So welcome to another episode of the ZTGD Podcast Radio. We are just inside 2 weeks till the console launches, so we got a lot to talk about.
Yay! It's repulsive.
It's repulsive and god awful. So we're gonna speed this up because our podcast is going a little long.
I haven't heard one complaint about that yet.
I did.
Oh.
Your mama complained. Alright, so we're going to move into what you're playing. I'm going this way.
Oh. Fine.
Because Wombat's not here to complain about it, so. It's the Wombat is gone, so it's Killer Wolverine.
Say hi. Hey, what's up?
We have Gambus Khan.
Hey, what's up?
And me, CT. So, Gambus Khan, what are you playing? What's in your console this week?
What's in my console this week? Well, that's funny you should ask.
Well, I always ask. I don't know why it's funny. Okay, come on.
Final Fantasy 12 and Final Fantasy 12 and yeah, FF12, yeah.
You were there for the midnight launch, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I was waiting in line and I was like, oh my god, it's Final Fantasy, oh my god.
He dressed up like Tifa.
Why is this all lies?
I'm not lying. He dressed up like Tifa.
Oh.
In a t-shirt and khakis.
And a name tag, right?
He had a name tag. He had a VIP pass, according to the one guy.
Yes, no. I had a VIP pass.
You were King Nerd that night.
I was the Lord of the Nerds.
Lord of the Nerds. So is that all you playing?
Is that
consuming all of your time?
When I am given my PS2 a rest, I am playing Geometry Wars on my 360.
I heard you got that achievement. You need to upload that. The 60-second, he got it.
Yeah, 60 seconds.
Look at the frustration on his face because he didn't get it.
Yeah, one day I was like, man, I'm going to get that 60-second achievement. And about 20 minutes later, about 20 tries, if not more.
Yeah, it's a hard one.
It's extremely tough.
Now you just got to get 1 million without dying.
Yeah, that's the next step.
The next step in evolution. So is that consuming all your console time this week?
Pretty much, yes.
All right, well, move on. What are you playing?
Well, since I am now unemployed...
what are you talking about? You work for ZTGD. We pay great benefits.
I have yet to see a great pay or benefit.
Don't lie to me. I knocked out your teeth last week. Lose a tooth, get two free. That's my dental plan.
That's a good dental plan. Let's see. Marvel and Fear.
Marvel and Fear.
That's it.
That's some marvelous Fear. Are you going to talk about them
well,
all?
Well, Fear is really taking a lot of my time, even though I'm a big Marvel geek, but Fear is pretty creepy.
You haven't played Marvel in like 2 days.
Yeah, I know. It's been Fear, and that's pretty creepy.
It's hard to.
The AI is just retarded. Retarded, like hard.
And the online's great.
I haven't played it online.
So I was playing online, and I guess I'll just move to me since you're not talking much.
I was, all right.
No, I'm kidding. Do you want to go on about anything else? What do you think of Marvel?
Marvel's good.
It's not as good as Justice League.
I couldn't tell you. it plays a lot like X-Men Legends, so I knew what to expect. It doesn't look any better than X-Men Legends, except for cutscenes are really gorgeous.
It's in high def.
Yeah. It really looks good.
And you still got to share a screen online, which is queer.
Man, fine, take all my time. That's
I'm just saying.
I know. And I've seen you play Gears of War, so that'll be the lead into you.
Oh, yes, I did. I played Gears of War for 2 solid hours today. I finally got my hands on it, and I cried.
I was weeping a little when I watched you play it.
It's a beautiful thing.
Oh, my goodness. That's it. That's game of the year right there.
I agree.
Period.
I agree.
Zelda can't be better than that.
No.
Zelda be good. Zelda
I'm not
really
saying
good.
That it won't. I'm just saying
but
there's no way.
Gears.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Everything you read, it's true.
The wait was worth it.
It was, oh. I haven't even played online yet.
Oh, that's going to be
later
on.
Oh, yeah. Got to get through the single player, play some co-op, which the co-op's awesome because you can just, like, while you're playing single player, hit up your friends list, bam, invite them right there, and they come right into where you are. I mean, it's just, it's flawless. Yeah. It's perfect. I mean, it's beautiful. It might be another, it might be another 10.
The cutscenes look just as good as the actual gameplay.
Because it is the game.
Yeah.
Right? It's the in-game engine. But outside of Gears of War, because that's going to take up the rest of my time before the launches, obviously.
Yes.
But I've played Marvel. Not as good as Justice League to me. I'm sorry.
That's because you're DC.
I'm a DC fan, but it just the environments really bother me because they're really repetitive. I do like the co-op. Co-op's really fun, but so is Justice League. I just wish Justice League was online. I do like Marvel. Marvel's a great game. So look for our review sometime in the coming week. Yeah, we got to get a review of that up. And I also was playing Fear too. Fear is incredible. Incredibly hard.
Yes.
But incredible. Great game. Definitely recommend checking that one out. And I played a little Tony Hawk on DS, Downhill Jam.
You actually played that?
I liked it.
Did you?
I reviewed it today. I gave it an 8.5.
DS version?
The DS version of Tony Hawk. It's based off the Downhill Jam, which is like more racing than tricks. And it's fun. Other than the characters look like paper dolls. They look like you cut them out of a Highlights magazine. You dress them up with some punk rock hair, and then you fly down the hill. But it's really good if you own a DS, and it's online with voice chat.
Voice chat
on the DS.
It's use the microphone.
Yeah,
feature?
Use the little microphone. You
really?
Talk and you push a button, and you talk to your other players in the room. And you, it's freaking sweet.
That's pretty cool.
It's a good game. Good game.
Huh.
I don't think I'm playing anything. I played a shitload of Luminous.
Yeah, I forgot about Luminous.
And I don't know why.
It's a fun game.
I'm like, I hate it, but at the same time, I get addicted to it, and I don't know why.
It's like crack.
It's evil.
Like crack.
It's like evil crack.
Evil? No, crack's already evil.
Crack is evil.
Stay off crack.
Oh, yeah, Luminous, I hate you and your 1,200 points, Microsoft. Just for the base pack.
Yeah, there's
600
more
for the advanced pack.
It's kind of ridiculous.
Damn you, Mitsuguchi. You bastard. All right, moving on, though. That's what we're playing, and go buy Gears of War.
Yes.
Small plug. Cliffy B, we love you.
Yes.
I think he just had a little something going on there. All right, so we're going to move on to moos.
Moos?
Moos. Because there's cows in my... there's cows in my Dan Rather impression. But anyway, let's see. Where do we start? Where do we start with this? Where do you want to start? Do you want to start with the Microsoft Xbox 360?
Sure.
We're basically breaking the news anymore down into consoles anyway. So let's start with the 360 because it is the one that is out. Let's start with this week's Live Arcade Wednesday.
Oh, I was just going to ask about that.
Live Arcade Wednesday, yes. It is Contra.
No shit.
It is 400 points.
No.
It is co-op online, and it is the arcade version. So tonight at 3 a.m., all you beautiful people, scramble onto your Xbox Live Arcade accounts and download this.
Well, I'll be on there already.
Yes.
Playing the Gears of War.
Playing Gears of War.
And I'll take a two-minute break to
download Contra. And we'll be playing some co-op.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes.
So that's why you got to get broadband, GambusCon.
Yes.
Exactly.
Exactamundo. But that's the arcade. That's cool. And also included in the announcement of Contra, there was also an Atari Classics pack that's coming to the Xbox Live Arcade, starting with Centipede Millipede. They're also doing, I think, Blaster Master, Warlord, just a bunch of old Atari games.
In one pack or separate?
No, they're separate. Centipede and Millipede's one pack, but then the rest of the games are Asteroids. It's a bunch of old stuff, along with, of course, their announcement of the more retro indie games like Small Arms, which is Smash Brothers with guns, which looks incredible. Assault Heroes, I think, is the name of it, which is like the just like Akari Warriors, which looks awesome. We saw the video of that. It looks really good. And there's talk that they're even going to start doing two titles a week.
That would be nice.
Instead of just one. So Live Arcade Wednesdays are going to be where it's at. It's got a lot of great stuff coming down the pipeline. Okay, other 360. Let's see, what else we got 360? Let's talk about microtransactions.
Microtransactions.
We don't need sound effects machines. We have GambusCon. But it started with Luminous and the extra base pack, which a lot of people had an uproar over. Oh, and here's one that'll really tick you off. I read this one today. The Ghost Recon pack dropped to 600 points, so it's half the price it was when you and I paid for it.
Of course it did. Why wouldn't it?
But the real reason we're talking about microtransactions is because of EA's recent selling cheat codes.
Well, I want to go back to that Ghost Recon real quick. Do I get a 600-point refund?
No, because you bought it on day one.
Bullshit.
I didn't get a refund for the... I bought the outfit map pack. The six outfit maps, and it's free now. Yeah, I didn't get no refund.
Well, they should you know...
To give me some points?
Yeah, or make one set price from day one. Leave it at 1,200 points.
Well, so everything gets discounted after a while.
Well, still.
Eh, you know. Be happy that the people who don't have it now might be more tempted to buy it and play online with you.
I know I would, had I not been a whore and showed up.
Well, that's your problem. That's why you're not getting 600 points
back. Well, you get excited about it, though.
Well, yeah.
Fuck you, Microsoft.
That's not very nice. All
right. I haven't said that a lot recently about Microsoft.
No, he says it about Sony every time I say the name. Okay. But the big topic with this is EA's cheat codes. So how many skins did you download for Need for Speed Carbon?
Well, I don't even have the game, so none.
Basically, everything you can unlock in the game, you can download off the marketplace, like the Godfather in-game money. $50,000, just 300 points.
Well, I was looking on the marketplace, and there's two versions for the 360, the collectors and the regular.
Yeah.
You can upgrade your regular edition
to collectors.
To the collectors for 800 points.
Which is $10, which is how much the collector's edition costs.
So why even come out with the collector's edition?
So people can have the cardboard box.
The cardboard box.
But see, the thing that agitates me the most about this, I think, is just they're selling cheat codes, and people don't know any better, and they're buying.
Well, they should know better, because you can get your cheat codes for free on certain websites.
GameFAQs.com. Yeah. But another thing that agitates me is, I had this on the tip of my tongue 2 seconds ago, and I can't remember what it was now. Oh, the fact that all the stuff that they're selling for Need for Speed is in the game. Like, most downloads you see, like, the new Perfect Dark maps, which, by the way, are free.
Yay.
You can see that they're a substantial size. 26, 30 megs, 100 megs, whatever. The Need for Speed downloads are 189K. Which only means one thing. They're on the disc. This is just an unlock to unlock it in the menu.
So you're paying to unlock things
something
that's already
on the disc.
Way to go, EA.
Yeah, so microtransactions, it's a brilliant business proposition
and
for
EA's
EA.
Taking full advantage.
Oh, yeah, they're going to make millions off of stupid people. So the only way you can speak for that is don't buy it. Don't complain about it, just don't buy it. I didn't buy it. I'd like to have $50,000 in The Godfather, but I'll earn it.
Yeah. Yeah, that takes half the fun out of the game anyway, trying to earn those things.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point of it, but this is just a fast and cheap way, and it's a brilliant idea because a lot of people don't want to wait. Mm. So,
be patient, people.
Moving on to the last bit of Xbox 360 news, there was an announcement this morning, we're going to be downloading TV shows and movies.
And they all depend, how big are they going to be?
Well, I'm sure they're going to be HD and SD content.
So pretty big.
So they're going to be huge.
So any announcement on a bigger hard drive?
No.
Of course not.
You download them, and then you watch them, and then you delete them.
Well, you can use your Xbox right now, from my understanding, as a TiVo.
Yeah.
If you download whatever you need to download.
Well, you can just download them to the hard drive, and you can watch them. I don't know. You can use it as TiVo, with Media Center. Like, with the media, if
yeah.
you have Media
yeah.
Center, which Media Center's expensive. You might as well buy TiVo.
Really?
So, but,
Because I was planning on doing that, because I got some stuff coming up that I can't watch my show on Thursday
your show,
nights anymore.
Smallville?
Yeah.
Small plug for the WB.
No, not WB anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry, the CW.
There you go.
Okay. But there's a lot of big shows and movies coming to this, like CSI, Survivor, Aqua Teen Hunger Force,
Robot Chicken, huh?
The Batman movies are coming, Superman Returns. You're going to be able to download these on Marketplace. It's cool.
It's cool.
It's cool, but we need a bigger hard drive.
Exactly.
So,
and how many points are they going to charge for it?
No word yet.
No word.
But probably, for something like Superman Returns, it'd probably take it about a good 1,600 points.
1,600 points would be my guess. $20 for movies. Maybe 300-400 points per T-show. Which,
no,
yeah.
That's gonna. That might kill the places that sell B-movies, though. If
it starts catching
it's, on.
This is just a sampling of the on-demand content. It's not going to ruin anything yet. DVDs are still going to sell through the roof.
Speaking of DVDs,
I'm segging.
Oh, you're
I'm segging into okay. the Wii news. Speaking of DVD, in Japan, the Wii will come equipped with a DVD player. There will be a different model of it to be able to watch DVD movies on.
So they're releasing two systems at launch.
I guess, yeah. But in Japan, you will be able to watch DVD movies on the Wii. Maybe you can move the little finger around while you're watching certain movies and smack people in the face. Interactive movies. Be awesome.
Interactive. Yeah.
All right, we got anything else for Wii all the way home? Virtual Console. Virtual Console titles were announced for the U.S., Europe, and Japan. U.S. gets, we get some good stuff with baseball. Yeah, that's not very
baseball.
Good. Baseball. NES baseball.
That game was awesome, though.
You're stupid.
Shut up.
Ice hockey, Donkey Kong, Super Mario Brothers, Legend of Zelda. I mean, the NES titles are good. Super Nintendo titles, not so much. We get F-Zero and SimCity. Thank you, Nintendo, for being so sweet to me. And should I tell you what Japan got?
No.
I'm going to
anyway.
Castlevania.
Of course.
Super R-Type.
Of course. course.
Yeah, Legend of Zelda: Link to the Past. Yeah. Super Mario World. Don't man Link to the Past. Yeah. I'll bitch slap
you. I'm not a Zelda fan.
Well, that's because you're gay. But anyway.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, he's gay. 64-wise, I think everybody's getting Super Mario.
When are we getting Castlevania?
Who knows? It won't be this year.
Of course not.
So, Japan and Europe are laughing at us because we got the system first and they get the better virtual console titles.
Well, Xbox owners are going to get it next year, too.
Symphony of the Night, though, not Castlevania 4.
Oh.
Not Super Castlevania. Don't get your castles mixed up.
I'm sorry.
All right. The only other Wii news I have is no Ethernet plug in the back. Only Wi-Fi.
Which means...
there's no online support.
Exactly.
When your only announced title is Pokemon Online, you have problems.
Well, then how are you supposed to download all the games, though?
It's because it's the Wi-Fi. You download it through Wi-Fi. If you want to use Ethernet, you got to buy. You have to buy this adapter that plugs into the USB port.
How much is that going to cost?
I don't know. $14.99, $9.99. Nintendo hasn't said.
$49.99, maybe. Yeah.
Free with purchase.
Bend over. But you don't get it free with purchase. They just put the damn thing in there.
They should.
But it's just like the DS one that you plug into the whatever the side.
Oh, man, that was $40.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, snap. Nintendo, you are just milking it. Virtual console titles, you might as well go buy an NES for $40 at the flea market. But, yeah, no Ethernet plug on the back. We'll get more into the new consoles later. Let's see, PS3.
9 days away.
9 days away. I'm pumped.
Which means the Wii's 11 days away.
Yeah, I'm pumped about the PS3. I'm ready. I'm going to be there at 8. Get my console, my 5 games. I pre-ordered 5 games.
The 5 original?
The 5, titles? Yeah, the titles that aren't on other systems.
Good.
So, I have 5 titles coming. I'm getting Genji. Don't know why. I'm going to try it. Getting onto Legends, which I'm excited about.
Well, you know
you
can't return it anymore.
Separate screen multiplayer.
Which one?
Untold Legends. Wow. Yeah. Ridge Racer. I don't know why I bought that, but I did. Resistance Fall of Man, which, gotta have that.
The only one that caught my eye.
And Full Auto 2, which I'm super excited about.
Right, that was a launch title.
Oh, I'm super excited about that.
How many controllers you get?
Just one.
Oh.
I'm sorry. It's $50, man. I gotta buy the warranty on it, because you know it's gonna break.
Oh, yeah.
And I get a free copy of Talladega Nights. I'm Ricky Bobby, bitch.
In high definition.
I missed. I'm sorry. Yeah, we'll get more into that later. I missed an Xbox one. We just want to announce that Halo 3 is on pre-order now, and you can go ahead and pre-order it with your helmet.
Legendary.
The Legendary Edition is $99.99, and you get a helmet.
That's awesome.
So you can be the kid in the helmet. Like, he's going to be. Killer Wolverine's going to be the kid in the helmet.
Yes,
I'm going to make him play with the vision camera with the helmet on.
And I will.
And I'm going to laugh.
Come next this time next year.
In
we'll
Spider-Man
have my
boxer
helmet.
Shorts.
There's
actually 3 different versions. There's a regular edition, which is $59, collector's edition, which is $69, and then the legendary, which is $99. Comes with 2 DVDs, the game and a DVD, and then the helmet, and a little case to stick your games in.
And I'm sure if you want that edition, which a lot of people
you better pre-order
will, yes,
it now.
That will be limited.
Because it's going quantity. Fast. I know it's a $25 deposit to get it pre-ordered, which is pretty smart, but it's already, the store that we go to, it's already pre-sold more than Final Fantasy did when it launched.
Yep.
And it's still over a year away.
Yeah.
So that just goes to show you that Halo's pretty damn big.
Yeah, this is going to be a pretty big launch next year.
The last PS3 news I have, this one pisses me off. But not so much because their online system still sucks. But it doesn't matter to me right now because, honestly, I'm the only one buying one. So I don't really have to look for my friends online. I have 0 friends on my friends list. So if you want to look me up on PS3 online... find all 12 of my IDs so you can send me 12 friend requests.
What?
Yes, because every game is still considered that they may use multiple IDs.
That's stupid.
So if I'm playing Resistance, say you had a PS3, I'm playing Resistance, I'd have to send you 2 invites, one from the Resistance account and one from the PS3. So there's no straight across the board because Sony is leaving the network open. That's how they're making it free. So.
Wow.
Yeah. So I guess Zero Tolerance will not be my only name.
It'll be Zero Tolerance 1, 2,
667 is my favorite one. I'm one better than the devil.
Take that, devil.
All right, let me scan down
That's
here.
That's stupid.
The last bit of news that I have
is
Collector's Edition Mayhem. Can we talk about this for a minute?
Sure.
How many different Collector's Editions do we need?
Well, if they start using them right, like Lost Planet's gonna.
That's the only one I'm going to buy. Lost Planet. I mean, even Gears. I bought standard edition of Gears.
Did you
buy
Collectors? I did get the Collectors. It's not like Prey. It actually has a separate little holder for the discs.
But does it have the case in there?
Yeah, it's a separate case.
Does it actually have the green case?
No, no green case.
Well, see, I want the green case.
It's like a little... like,
but let me ask you this.
It's like a little sleeve, like, thing.
I don't want that. I want the green DVD case.
I'm sorry.
I have that. Okay, what else comes in it?
An art book, a hardback book. It's really nice.
And you're going to look at it how many times?
I already looked at it twice.
And after that?
None.
Never again. Okay, what else is in it?
Let's see here. Besides the second disc, the behind the scenes making.
Which, how many people haven't seen? 12.
Well, all right.
13, I haven't seen any of it.
That's about it.
Yeah, so is that worth your $10?
Might.
All that stuff you're never going to use?
No.
I mean, that's my problem. With Lost Planet, I will buy it, and I feel like Capcom has really bending me over, because it's only one map. But it's still something that I have to have.
Yeah.
So I will buy the collector's edition of that. But Rainbow Six?
I didn't know they had a collector's
Smackdown
edition.
SmackDown versus Raw?
Well, I know... Well,
Viva
that,
Pinata?
Well, I didn't know Viva Pinata. Does it come with a faceplate?
No, it comes with a... You can, like... What I want to do is get the game home on Friday and hang it from my ceiling and hit it until my disc comes out, and there's a pinata, and the disc comes out, falls in my tray. No, I'm kidding. I don't know what it is.
I don't have a problem with special editions if they come with extra content. Like the SmackDown one. That actually has some extra stuff that's...
Like what? What for the game?
Not for the game.
See, that's the only thing that matters to me. Well, everything else you can go watch on GameTrailers.com. That's a plug for one of our affiliates. But seriously, you can watch all of that extra content on GameTrailers. Why would you pay $10 for it? That's
you
the
can't
thing.
With SmackDown, you can't. You have to go buy the DVD of whatever.
But
it's
it was
a bonus
just a preview.
Disc. No, it's a bonus. It's the third disc to some DVD they released recently.
It's the third disc.
The third disc.
So the first two, if you didn't see them, you're screwed.
It's the bonus disc is what they're saying.
It's
a
bonus.
To the DVD.
So it's probably going to be like 20 minutes long.
If that, probably.
And there's going to be a bunch of sweaty guys groveling each other in underwear?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to pay $10 for that. You can see that for free on TV on Monday night. You know, I don't necessarily want to pay for that. Yeah. Not that I want to watch it even when it's free, but yeah. Still. I'm tired of collector's editions because they're not giving games.
Well, people get excited about it. If they say collector's edition, you're like, ooh, collector's edition.
Yeah, not if you're not going to put anything in the game for the game for it.
I think it's because people think that they're special if they get something that's limited edition and quantity so they could use it as another bragging right.
Well, I'll tell you, Bungie's doing the right thing. That's an ultimate
I still think
edition.
That's retarded. Aww. I pre-ordered the regular edition.
Well, see, if you're a big Halo fan... And
I am
that's
a big
that's
Halo
a
fan.
Nice little thing.
I'm a big Halo fan, but I'm never going to wear that helmet. I'm never going to put
it
anywhere.
Well, it's a nice little collectible. You just put it up on your shelf with what I'm looking at collectibles now.
Like what? All those are DVDs. That's not a collectible.
What the thing holding your DVD...
That's a candle. That's a candle bra.
You could put the Halo
what
helmet.
About up there?
Those are action figures.
Well, see,
that
it's the same
I bought
thing.
For myself that I wanted to buy. Have I bought an action figure lately? No. I go into the store and I see the Justice League action figures. I want them. I don't buy them. You know why? Because that's like the third set of action figures I've had set up. The rest of them are in boxes.
I'm just saying, that's the way to do a special edition.
Well, enjoy your helmet in the closet with dust on it. That's all I'm saying.
Ooh.
I'll buy the regular edition, and you know what? I'll still be able to kick your ass online with my regular edition.
Well, I have no doubt about that. At least I'll be doing it with my helmet on.
Yeah, you will, and that's what will make you special. All right, that's all the news we have, unless you guys have anything else that you thought about.
No, but I just agree with the special edition. Stop making it if you're not going to add in-game content.
That's my thing. You're Gambus, you're really into it tonight.
Oh, yeah. I've been in deep thought, yeah.
About what? He's prepping up for the launch, which is our next segment. So we're going to take a break right now, and we're going to come back with some... first we're going to take you to some music, which you're going to enjoy. You know, it'll be there.
Okay.
And then when we come back, we're going to talk about launch preparations, camping out for launch, and what people are going to be picking up at launch. Because you know what? It's time for launch.
It is.
Welcome back from the break. It's time to do launch.
Launch.
Are you hungry?
I'm hungry.
Are you hungry for some new next-generation consoles?
Oh, yes. I am definitely hungry.
Okay, so let's start off by Let's talk about who's getting what. Oh, wait, we don't need to talk to you. Killer Wolverine is not buying either of the new consoles. You're not buying the Wii. You're not buying the PS3. We know why you're not buying the PS3.
Go ahead and tell them why I'm not buying the Wii, then.
Because you're terminated.
My CPU's a neural net processor. I loaded a computer. Do it now! Get to the chopper!
Wow. Say it. Give me the Tyson with the Schwartz.
Oh.
Give me the Tyson Schwartz.
Oh. Ghost Con says, go out now and buy Super Robot Tyson! Nah!
That's kind of a Japanese Schwarzenegger. It's a little weird. Yeah. All right, but let's talk about PS3 launches in exactly 9 days. I have the check marks on my calendar.
T-minus.
Yes, I'm counting down 9 days till the PS3 launch. Okay, so
I'm surprised you don't have a countdown timer on your website.
I'd need to do that, but I'm too lazy to write the JavaScript.
You don't even have your birthday on there.
In case you didn't hear that, he doesn't even have his birthday on his calendar.
I don't need a reminder of my birthday. I don't get excited about renewing my driver's license.
And getting your older.
And buying tags and being closer to 30. Yeah. That doesn't make me excited. Gears of War and HD DVDs and PS3s make
me
excited.
See, that makes you feel like a kid.
It does. But
when your birthday comes, you're like, fuck, another day closer to 30. Yay.
All right. So, PS3 launch. I'm the only one buying it, so...
Yeah, so you have fun telling
So admission is going to be $13.95 to get in, and that's only for an hour.
Wow.
And after that hour, you don't even get to play.
Wow.
So,
Don't show up that.
He'll still be there, trust me.
But, I get a backstage pass.
No.
What?
I'll give you a backdoor pass. But anyway, on launch day, I will be picking up Genji Dawn of the Samurai 2. Is it 2? Electric Boogaloo.
Electric Boogaloo.
And I'm picking that up solely because I needed another title. Some action. I don't have an action next-gen title outside of 99 Nights, so I'm going to give it a shot. I've heard the first one was pretty good. Picking up Ridge Racer, which, yeah, there's like, I needed crickets. I needed some crickets.
Just like an E3 showing of it?
Yeah,
Ridge
but
Racer!
I guarantee you it won't lag this time. Oh, wait, that was only you that lagged.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
nobody can see you flip
me
off.
Right. Well.
This isn't a video podcast.
We need to do one of those.
No, because then you'd see Gambus Khan. That was funny and a joke, and leave it alone, because, you know, women find him sexy.
They do? Where?
At the Stevie Wonder School for the Blind. Anyway, I'm also picking up Untold Legends, which, has multi-screen multiplayer. I like some X-Men Legends. Oh, I'm sorry, Marvel Ultimate Alliance. So I can actually go anywhere. Of course, I'm not going to be playing with anybody because I don't have anybody on my friends list.
So what's the point?
My 12 friends lists for each different game. I will also be picking up Full Auto 2, which that I'm really excited about. I'm really excited about Full Auto 2. They got the new, like, Deathmatch Destruction Derby kind of mode for online.
I'm kind of pissed it's not coming to 360.
I am pissed it's not coming to 360 because I would buy it on that, but if it is the PS3, I hope they utilize it for the PS3.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope it's good. I'm really looking forward to that.
I,
so
I hope it's good.
All the PS3 launch game reviews will be in my hand because I will be the only one playing them.
Yeah, because you only get one controller, too.
Yeah, because you're not playing. Most of us have online PS3s. Yeah, 12 different usernames. And then, of course, the last one, Resistance. I don't think we need to talk anymore about Resistance that hasn't already been said, but I will jump into some 40-player online matches, and I think I'll have a ball. Plus, the single-player looks really solid.
Hopefully
so.
Won't lag.
But, yeah, so 8 o'clock, no midnight launch. And for
well,
all
can
of
can you blame them, though, for 4 systems?
I'm going to open the store for 4 consoles.
Well, they did open it for 5.
Well, they could just open it for me. That's, I mean, yeah, only 5 people showed up to the Final Fantasy launch. What difference would it make?
Yeah, exactly.
So, we want to know who else is buying PS3 because only one of us is. So, stop by the forums. ZTGameDomain.com/forums.
Actually, this brings up an opportunity for me to say a little story. A little tale, if you will. I was at the local video game store the other day.
You're never there.
I'm always there.
That was the joke.
That was funny. But, yes, I was at the game store the other day, and this guy came up and said, "Hey, you got one of those PS3s for pre-sale?" And the worker was like, "Yes." He said, no, we don't. He's like, "How much is it going to cost?"
Was he British?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Somewhere Australian.
But he actually looked Middle Eastern, so it was kind of weird. But he was like, "It's going to cost $600. And he's like, $600? My brother bought a Blu-ray player for $1,300. Gee, this is cheap. Oh, God. You know? It's like money was no object, you know? It's crazy.
Well, that's how those Middle Eastern people are, apparently. They have all kinds of money, because that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Did you like how I totally pinned that on you? So, let me ask this. Do you plan on buying a PS3?
Eventually, yes.
For what? I mean, I'm curious. What's going to make you buy one? Do you want, you know, Talladega Nights on Blu-ray? So you can see Ricky Bobby's forehead in 1080p?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Obviously, I'm looking forward to Metal Gear. And obviously, I'm looking forward to Final Fantasy 13. And...
You forgot which Final Fantasy it was?
I would, too. They all are the same. Sorry.
Lots of dirty looks on that one. Anything besides Metal Gear?
Metal Gear, Final Fantasy, and I'm sure there'll be others. Oh, yeah. Warhawk looks sweet. And so does Lair. But, and Heavenly Sword looks really good, too.
I think Heavenly Sword's going to be really good, but let's move on to the topic I wanted to talk about anyway. How do you see the system in 6 months?
Like, cheaper?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, no. It's not going to happen. But, like, as far as the lineup goes over the next 6 months, do you see any reason? Because obviously at launch, people are saying that it's not worth $600, and I can't disagree with that. I mean, there's no...
It's not.
If I wasn't such a whore, I wouldn't be buying one.
Right.
But in 6 months, with titles coming out, what do we got? We got Heavenly Sword coming out, it's been delayed, Motorstorm, which looks phenomenal. What outside... I mean, you know you got Metal Gear coming in a year to 2 years. You've got Devil May Cry probably in a year. What else? Do you see anything?
God of War eventually will be...
God of War eventually... But I mean, you have Warhawk, you have Lair. Yeah, we talked about those. But in 6 months, do you think it's worth $600?
I think, here's my prediction. 2007 will be the pinnacle of the Xbox 360.
Oh, there's so much good stuff coming out in 2007 for that system.
Yeah.
And there really hasn't been that many 2007 launches for PS3.
You mean announcements?
Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be some more stuff announced, but right now there's no... System seller still.
That's why I'm...
Metal Gear is the system seller, and we still don't know the date.
I'm kind of reluctant to even answer that question, because I haven't heard anything for 2007.
And you're not a big enough Metal Gear fan.
Exactly. So I mean, if the price drops for the system...
What about if Jaffe does a God of War?
It would have to be phenomenal. I would need more than one game to buy for a $600 system. Now, if they release the Twisted Metal...
So, at 6 months in... I know you don't like racing games, so Motorstorm's out of the question. For Resistance, Heavenly Sword, you know, Full Auto 2, I mean, that's more than one game. Mercenaries 2, you gotta think about that one.
About
that one. Yeah, I keep forgetting about that because we have no idea when the date is. Lair, Factor 5, good developer. I mean, it's got a lot of potential.
Yeah.
Is that enough to warrant a $600 console?
To me, not really, because I can see Resistance and Full Auto, but...
Do you think maybe playing it will change your mind?
It's a possibility.
After you see it, maybe seeing Resistance actually played? Yeah, and
it's a very good possibility.
Because, I mean, what if Resistance has the same wow factor that Gears does? Because if you had never owned a 360 and you saw Gears, what would you do? Run out and buy one.
Right.
I mean, that thing is just...
But, again, 360 is $200 cheaper.
It's $200 cheaper, yeah.
And that's a lot of money, especially since you were fired. but, no, if they release... Or rather, drop the price. Then, yeah.
Honestly, when do you expect the price drop? I would say 2008.
I was going to say holidays next year.
I don't see it next year holidays because 360 didn't drop. I see 360 dropping next year, maybe announcing it at E3. Which,
well, there's
really
no reason
E3.
For 360 to drop.
There's no reason for it, but to get closer to the market for possibly the Wii, to get closer to that mark, and then if they're going to add a big hard drive, which they better,
yeah.
I would like to see, let's say, like a $400 system with a 100-gig hard drive. Now, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
But PS3-wise, I say 2008 is when the price will drop to $499 for the 60-gig and probably $399.
It's still not enough.
You still wouldn't buy for $500? What about you?
If it dropped to $500 and the games that I really want to play are on it, I might have to break down and pick one up, but I'd probably be saving for several months.
Okay, let's hypothetically say next Christmas you're going to buy a new console. Metal Gear's out, Devil May Cry's out, Heavenly Sword's out, Resistance is out, Full Auto's out, Mercenaries. Are you going to buy it at $600?
I'd probably actually wait one more year.
You know, wait till 2008 to buy a PS3?
I'm with
the yeah.
So, okay. So, the general consensus is 2 years on waiting on the PS3.
You also got to look at all the titles coming out for the 360 for the system I currently have.
If you currently have a 360, then obviously there's less of a rush to buy the PS3.
And if you have if you have a 360 and the Nintendo Wii, I mean, that...
Well, we haven't got to the Wii yet.
Yeah.
We haven't got to the Wii. Let's just concentrate on PS3. Now, question here, does the HD DVD factor into your decision at all? You get Blu-ray out of the box? Are you going to care?
You know, I don't really care about the new formats.
Okay.
I mean, I think they're nice, but you have to have...
You have to have at least a 720p TV to appreciate it.
Yes.
1080i is going to look good, but a 720p television is really going to show.
The more I think about it, too, the more I agree with Microsoft not packing their HD technology for the movies in with the system, because it's nice to have a choice. Paying for the Blu-ray player inside the PS3.
It's nice to have a choice, but at the same time, I like to have that space on the disc for when it becomes an issue. Right now, it's not an issue, but when it becomes an issue. And I've already noticed this becoming an issue with the save spots, because if you look on the back of Resistance Fall of Man, do you see how much space it takes up for a memory save?
It's a lot.
How much?
160 megs.
It's a lot.
That's as big as an HD clip. For like a 20-minute movie.
That's ludicrous.
It's huge.
See,
that's for a save game, and that's why you have a 60-gig hard drive. I don't know, but part of it could be caching.
No.
And that's the nice thing about having a hard drive in every console, is you can developers can do that. They can cache stuff to the hard drive that you don't necessarily need to see.
No.
You know, and it stream loads, and you don't have to worry about loading. Because Full Auto loaded in a blaze. And that might be because it cached a bunch of it to the hard drive. And maybe that's what it does, is it takes chunks of the hard drive and stores game content so it loads faster.
You see, in that aspect, I would say that would be a good idea. But if it's just straight up for saving a file...
It's retarded.
Yes.
Because the downloadable content's going to take space anyway. And if a game save is going to take 160 megs and that's all it does is save the game, that's a little much.
And you can't upgrade.
Upgrade the hard drive? No, you cannot upgrade the hard drive. So if 60 gigs isn't enough eventually, which I doubt it's ever going to not be enough.
Yeah, so I haven't used my 20-gig hard drive.
No, but if the PS3 ever becomes like Microsoft is doing now with the TV shows and movies, it may need more. But the nice thing about the PS3, though, is you can do the external storage.
Yeah.
With the flash cards. Which the flash cards are up to what now? 2, 3, 4, 5 gigs?
So, something like that.
You can expand the memory of both the Wii and the PS3 with those flash cards.
Well,
I'm sure
Microsoft can...
I'm sure they can do something with the USB ports, but straight out of the box, there's nothing. I mean, the biggest memory card they've got coming out is 256 megs,
right.
Which is more than enough for game saves, but if you want more on it, like video content, you know, maps, downloads, stuff like that, you're going to need more space. Flash cards are the nice way to go, and it's nice that both the PS3 and the Wii have those ports on the front. So, that's the consensus there, 2008 for these two. I'll have one, and I will give you full hands-on impressions the week it comes out. And expect the next podcast, I will be talking about the system itself and actually playing it.
You going to have one right after, or are you going to do both systems first?
Well, I will have both systems, but you know, the podcast, it's probably going to be the week of, like, the week of Thanksgiving, we'll probably do a podcast that week, and that'll probably be when we do the impressions of the new consoles. So, we'll probably do one that week or that weekend, so expect to hear impressions. Now let's talk about the Wii. Two out of three are buying. The con man
yes.
is buying. What are you picking up with yours?
I will be picking up Rayman.
The Raving Rabbids.
Yes.
Michael Ansel is back. Is it Mikhail? It's M-I-C-H-E-L. He's the guy that made Beyond Good and Evil, King Kong.
Oh.
He made the original Rayman.
Oh.
He's French.
Oh, I don't know.
Mikhail, whatever his name is.
Me and the French don't
He's
get along.
He's a god to me.
Oh.
He made Bill Good and Evil and Rayman. And King Kong was a good game.
Okay. Yeah, I'm picking up Rayman and Metal Slug anthologies.
And Zelda, right?
Yes.
Well, you hope.
He
didn't get a pre-order on Zelda, so we're hoping to get him one somewhere. We're going to make an event out of this. We're hoping to take pictures, too. We're going to, at the midnight launch, we're going to do some still pictures. I don't know, video.
No, I mean, well, playing it. I didn't mean it. I didn't know about the midnight launch.
Yeah, we're doing the midnight launch. We're going to have pictures, obviously, of Gambus Khan holding his Wii.
He's going to hold his Wii?
Emphatically. Oh, I love you.
He's going to touch his Wii?
Wii.
Wii.
Okay, so you're not buying one this year. Are you going to buy one next year?
Yes.
Are you going to wait on a price drop?
No.
Why?
There's no need to.
Why?
It's already $250.
What games you want?
I want WarioWare, I want Trauma Center, Metal Slug, and for some reason Zelda. And
you
Wii
hate
Sports.
Zelda.
It's going to be worth a try. I want to try the controller.
You just want to wave your hand around.
I do, because I already do it enough.
You're going to try some of that Wii fishing.
I'll have to skip the fishing. Oh, you mean in Zelda? Oh, my
bad.
I thought you were talking about the Wii Sports or whatever.
No, there's no Wii Sports fishing. That's next gen when Wii 2.0 comes out. Perhaps they'll call it Wii Lite.
And that's another thing for Sony. You know there'll be a PS3 slimline.
Yeah, and the slimline PS2 came out how many years after the PS2 did?
About 4.
Ooh, yeah. That's not a bad time for a console redesign. That's you know, that's not 6 months. The only thing I'm worried about is the Wii's lifespan. How long is it going to last?
It depends on if the...
It depends on if these games become more original than gimmicky, and that's what I want. Like, games like Elebits, I don't care. Games like Trauma Center, they're built for it. I think it'll be good. I think WarioWare will be cool. But unfortunately, like I said, and what I've always said that I worry about is how long is it before I'm going to get tired of it? How long is it before it's going to wear off? I mean, I'm probably going to buy Metal Slug at launch, just because I'd like to have all 6 on one disc. I'm buying Zelda. Excite Truck. I'm buying Red Steel. Red Steel could be so much more if Nintendo would get off their ass and give me an online function. But when your only online game is Pokemon, like I said earlier, it bothers me.
Yeah, that's a little disheartening, because I thought they said they were going to be online.
Yeah, they're promising online capabilities, and so far the only game to announce it is Pokemon.
And you have to have Wi-Fi.
And you have to have Wi-Fi, which is going to alienate a lot of people.
Yep.
I mean, so.
Especially Pokemon players.
Because you can't exactly go to a hotspot like you could with the Wii. Or, I'm sorry, the DS.
No, because you'd have to have a TV.
Right.
And that's another big thing. You got to have a TV. And then make a little screen you can put on it. Oh, wait, that's a DS. I'm sorry. But seriously, though, it is going to alienate a lot of people, because most people don't have wireless networks.
Yeah.
I do, and I will be, you know, I'll be downloading Virtual Console.
Well, you just recently got it.
I just recently, yeah. I originally did not have it. I just had a regular 4-port router. I didn't have Wi-Fi. I picked up Wi-Fi because I knew that the PS3 would have it built in. I knew that the Wii would have it built in, and it would save me the 2 wires. That's the only reason I bought it. It wasn't because I needed, you know, Wi-Fi.
Right. You know? Well, now if you're buying a Wii, you need Wi-Fi.
Unless you want to buy the extra adapter.
Which, the DS is already 40, like I said. This one could be more than that.
It could be. It really could be. And it does bother me. And
if it costs more than $40, then you might as well just get a Wi-Fi router.
Yeah, it's because a Wi-Fi router is only going to run you $50.
And it's not like you can pre-order it anyway.
No, you can't. You can't pre-order anything right now. And I think the biggest thing it sucks for is the virtual console, because that's what most people
yep.
are going to use it for.
Yep.
And you're not going to be able to download them. So maybe Nintendo will do a disc that has a bunch of them on there, but how long is it going to be before you can do that?
You know? I think they dropped the ball.
Yeah,
that
one hurts.
Yeah.
The online function of it hurts, but what I have heard, though, is that it won't be using the friend codes, at least, like DS
that's
does.
Because that was stupid.
So apparently every Wii has its own little identity number, and that's what you're going to use to be online. I don't know if it's going to be like an avatar or a username or something, but it does have an ID.
I didn't take my DS online, so I don't know exactly the full details on that.
Well, the DS is online is really, what's the best word? A clusterfuck is, I guess, the best word I would use for it. It's impossible. I mean, literally, I would have to call you on the phone and get your friend code, put your friend code in my DS, and then call you and tell you I was playing a game so that you could hop on and type in my friend code, you know? And it's very convoluted, and it makes playing online with your friends not as fun. It's not like Xbox where I'm playing something. Your little name pops up, and I go, hey, let's chat. You're playing, you know, Gears of War. I'm playing Fear. Okay, you want to hop into Gears with me? Sure. Bam, right there, you know? It's not like that. It's not simplified.
I think Microsoft spoiled us for the rest of these systems.
Microsoft has spoiled us for the rest of these systems, because if you didn't have Xbox Live, you'd be going, oh my god, a friend code, watch me type this in, I'll be able to play with you.
Hey, any of you guys getting one of those Zune MP3 players?
Oh, no, I don't even use my iPod.
Because I heard that you could use Microsoft Xbox points to buy songs.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So it's integrated, and that's what Microsoft does best, is software. They've integrated their Xbox Live points, their Marketplace, and now they're doing TV, they're doing, you know, extended content.
Well, it's just they're going to have another item out there that's going to use the points. Are they going to release different increments instead of 1600?
I really can't answer that. I have no idea if they're going to do different increments. I imagine eventually they will. Right now, $20 is pretty solid because Nintendo's doing it with the Wii points. 2,000 Wii points, $20.
Well, I would just 16 goes pretty quick.
Well, yeah, because you're buying all kinds of shit.
So I want more. I mean, I could get them online, but
the microtransactions are flying, man. What is it you can buy from the dashboard? Is it like 5,000 for like $64.99 or something like that?
I don't even remember.
It's something like that ridiculous high price, but I mean, you know, I don't even want to calculate how many Microsoft points I've spent so far, and I don't want to fathom how many Wii points I'm going to spend. I am going to buy a couple of the Sony cards because I'd like to play Jaffe's new, was it Calling All Cars, the little game that he's got on there, and I'm sure there's some PS1 games I'm going to want to play on my PS3 when they're playable on the PS3, which they're not at launch, it's just PSP. But I'm sure there's some stuff I want to buy on there. But virtual console wise, I'm going to go ape shit. I mean, day one, I'm buying Mario 64. And there's no doubt in my mind.
How many points is that again?
1,000. So that's half a card right there.
Damn.
Oh, man.
But,
those are going to be hard to find come launch, too.
Oh, yeah, I know. I told Brian, I told the guy that. Don't speak names.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian. But no, I told the guy that I buy my stuff from, I'm like, if you get any extra of these cards, you need to save me a couple, because I need some more. I only got the pre-order, too. I'm like,
no,
I need
I'm
some
sure
more.
You have the option of buying some from.
Yeah, but I don't use my card online.
And see, that's why I really don't like to do it for Microsoft.
I don't use my card online. I did it a couple times with Microsoft. I bought like 1,200 here.
Well, how
1,200
do you pay
there.
For your service then?
My service, I use the cards. I buy a card.
Oh,
every
you
year.
Buy? Okay.
I buy
all
one
right.
of the yearly cards,
yeah, mine's
which I need
on.
To buy one.
Yeah, mine
expires on the 16th.
Mine's a week after yours.
Yeah, mine expires on the 16th, so I need to get that. Soon, because otherwise my Xbox Live will be gone, and I'll be running around with my arm out like, I need a fix. So I got to get one of those cards pretty soon. But I don't know. I think it's gonna be awesome, and I'm not as fearful of the online transactions as some people are. I'm afraid of where they might go, but right now I get a lot of cool shit, and I don't feel like I'm spending any money. Even though if I tallied it up, I would probably cry.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so that's
You know something?
I know a lot of things.
I think
I'm on
this...
a high horse.
With Shield of Buy's ego.
I think that this holiday season is probably the best holiday season so far this millennium.
It is one of the biggest.
There's a lot of really top tier titles coming out.
I'm excited. I mean, I say a lot of bad things about Sony Machine, but I'm really eager to see what it can do.
I am too. That's the big thing. I want to see if it can deliver all these promises. And if it can, I will be a very happy gamer.
If it can, then, well, I got to see it in action before I actually shell out the money.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, think about this. The current gen systems had some of the best games that have ever come out for it. And the next gen systems are coming out. You know, you got the Wii. You got a new Zelda. You got the PS3. You know, you got the microtransactions, the virtual consoles, the Xbox 360, Live Arcade, Gears of War, and then you got PlayStation 2 with Okami, Final Fantasy 12, and then if you're into the portables, you got the DS and you got the PSP, and there's tons of games coming out for all these systems, all at the same time. It's
you know what
it's,
else
it's
you got
overwhelming.
You know what else you got?
What's that?
A second job to pay for it all.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. On that
no
note,
kidding.
On that note, we're gonna take our final break, and when we come back, we're going to send a farewell to the PS2.
Bye.
With our top 10 PS2 franchises or games, however you want to label them, before we say goodnight. And Gambus, if you will, would you please take me out? We'll be right back. All right, and we're back to close out the show.
Yay!
Yay. Are you cheering?
I want to go play Gears of War. Let's get this
play Gears of War. Hurry up, get it over with.
Goodbye, PS2. All right, let's go.
Bye, PS2. See you later. All right, so now we're going to do our top 10 list, it's tradition.
Yeah.
So tonight we're going to say...
Third and final.
Third and final console, not top 10 list. Don't let him fool you.
Sorry.
Tonight we're going to count down... Well, we're not going to really count down. There's no numbers on them.
No.
We're going to talk about the 10 best PS2 games or franchises of the console's life. And we're going to start with Gran Turismo.
I don't have a comment on that one.
A very good series if you're into customizing cars.
Well, is there really... I mean, outside of Forza, has there ever been anything that even comes close? I mean, the selection of cars, you know.
Yeah.
Sim heads love it.
It's the ultimate... simulator for
the PS2. It's the real driving simulator.
Yes.
That's what the box says.
It's Project Real.
I just couldn't believe it was never online.
Which, I thought they're still making one.
I had beta of it online forever, and I swear to God, it's never coming out.
Yay!
But outside of that, simulation-wise, you can't find a better game. I mean, Forza, some people argue, but sales numbers-wise, it's Gran Turismo's king. And it really made the PS3 as far as titles go.
Two.
Racing titles.
Yes, two.
What did I say?
Three.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm jumping ahead of myself. That's Gran Turismo HD. Shut up.
Okay.
All right, now we're going to move on to a title that was a little controversial when we talked about it, but Grand Theft Auto 3. And you can't really deny what it did for the PS2. It is on the Xbox.
But it came out later.
It came out like 2 years later.
No one really cared.
Nobody cared at that point. Xbox owners bought it and they loved it, but it didn't do what the PS2 version did, which was make that console at that time.
We justified it last time by saying the Splinter Cell or Tom Clancy games for the Xbox. It was much better on the Xbox as the PS2, and likewise for the Grand Theft Auto series, it's better on the PS2 than the Xbox.
It just made it. It made that console, and still to this day, in my opinion, I think Grand Theft Auto 3 was the best one. I liked it better than San Andreas, I liked it better than Vice City, I liked it better than Liberty City Stories. I mean, it's still my favorite.
See, I didn't play Liberty City, but San Andreas...
San Andreas.
I like 3...
San Andreas had a lot of crap in it, but it was almost too much crap. It's like how much... I think the best description I ever heard was what was in that Game Informer magazine. It's like, take all of the worst possible minigames that you can possibly think of, put them in one game, and it makes them good somehow. It's basically what it is. But Grand Theft Auto 3 was solid.
Yeah.
It never got boring. It was new, original for its time.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing was like it. And it made that console.
And I think Vice City also had a big part in making the console.
Oh, yeah, Vice City was huge. But buggy.
Yeah.
All right, now we're going to move up, and I'm sure there's going to be some applause going around. Yeah, Guitar Hero made the list.
Yeah, it did. You're goddamn right it did.
He's so angry when it comes to it. Did you notice that? You can't deny that it's one of those niche games that when you play it, you love it.
When you first read about it, though, you're like, how's this going to work? And I was
a DDR with a play school guitar.
Yeah, and I read about it, and I'm like, this is going to suck. And then I actually played it, and oh, God, it's awesome.
Your
the second one
is sickening.
Is just as good, if not better. But
just came out today, so go buy it.
It just came out today, so yes, if you don't have it already, play co-op, too.
And it is exclusive to PS2 until the 360 version hits.
Which I hear February.
Which I hope that they do what the Harmonix wanted to do, which was give you the downloadable content, the online co-op play, and all that good stuff that they wanted to do with the PS2 version but couldn't because of limitations.
And take the wire out of the controller.
They're not going to do that.
Why are you going to? How are you supposed to get into
it? Because the technology for wireless guitars is still proprietary. It's still not perfect. So Microsoft will not allow an official wireless guitar.
Oh, well.
That's
I'll
the story
suck it
behind
up, I guess,
that.
Until,
yeah.
You
will be plugged. You will not be unplugged.
Well, then I'm going to have to set my system horizontal then.
You mean, yeah.
Yeah, because right now it's vertical. I'm not playing that standing up. But that's...
He's vertical like that. Gamus Khan is like Eddie Van Halen at Guitar Hero. You ever seen him play?
No, I've never seen him play.
I'm sorry. More like a blind Eddie Van Halen.
Well, that wasn't that funny. But
he's the master at DDR, though. He will school you.
Really? Well, I'm not going to play, but I kind of want to see him play it now.
Doesn't everybody?
I improvise. I get the lowest scores, but I just like to make up my own dance.
And that's what makes it awesome.
Like in Grandma's Boy?
Yes.
Nice.
All right. Moving up the list, we go to the Ratchet & Clank series, which can you really deny how good it really was?
Yeah, I've never played them.
You've never played Ratchet
Game? I'm not a big action platformer guy.
Oh, it's so good, though.
Yes.
Insomniac nailed the weapon system. I mean, and the multiplayer...
I did enjoy the commercials, though, for it.
The multiplayer in Deadlock was just... it was so underrated and so underplayed, and it should have been a full-fledged game. I mean, it was awesome.
Full-fledged game?
Yeah, the multiplayer portion.
Oh,
it should have been its own game.
I lost you for a second.
I mean, it's just... It was that good. So, we can't deny the Ratchet series. Sorry, Jack and Daxter.
Maybe
we love you. We love you, and you're a great game, but I think we had to go with Ratchet on that one. The next one is Twisted Metal Black.
Yes.
Twisted Metal.
This, actually, I think is the best of the series.
It's right up there with two, if not better. I mean, it is... And when they added the online play...
I never did play it online, though, unfortunately.
Without voice chat, it sucked, and you know, type on the keyboard, and obviously no friends. But then again, that comes from being spoiled by Xbox Live. But playing online with seven other people, it was eight players.
Well, it was... Wasn't it Sony's first online game?
You got it free when you bought...
Yeah. Well, you didn't get it. You had to send in for it.
You had to send in for it, but you did get it for free.
Right.
And it was funny, because it was the first disc that broke my PS2. Because it was a blueback disc, and I put it in, and that's when I got the first blueback error. So this cannot
wow,
be
that was pretty short into its life.
It was.
Jesus.
It was only a year, yeah. It kind of sucked. But still, Twisted Metal Black, if you can find it.
To date, the only Twisted Metal Black...
It's the only Twisted Metal on PS2.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's the only Twisted Metal, so hopefully Sony, make one for the PS3.
Please.
It would be beautiful.
You might get another sale out of it.
Yes.
Thank you, GameSCon.
I agree with that.
You notion. Like? You a big fan of Twisted Metal?
Yes. Well, I wouldn't say I'm a huge fan, but I do think it's a very good game.
I love 1 and 2, and I love Black. 3 and 4 can go away.
Yeah. But me and my brother sat playing 1 and 2 forever.
Oh, we used to play 2 just to figure out, like, if you jump off the sides of the ledges. They had little codes that were written in the city below. Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
Calypso is the man. All right, moving on. The next two are Gambus Con favorites. We have the Kingdom Hearts franchise.
Yay!
So basically, if you mix Disney with Squaresoft, you get Kingdom Hearts, and apparently a cultural phenomenon.
Yes, and I especially like the second one, because you actually get to visit the world of Tron.
Yeah, you were in... Did you get to race the Tron bikes?
Yes.
Really? Could you kill people in it?
Not really, and it was actually underwhelming, that particular part of it, but you can use the throw discs.
You know, they made a Tron FPS on Xbox.
Yes.
Did you play that?
No.
You should have.
I actually bought... Here's another story of mine. I actually bought the PC version of Tron
2.0,
and I didn't have system requirements, and it really burned me up, so I still have the game, and I probably could play it now on my laptop.
There you go.
So I'm going to have
What does it have to do with Kingdom Hearts?
I don't know what it has to do with Kingdom Hearts.
Okay, it was just another GambusCon's tale of woe.
Another GambusCon story, if you will.
Well, let's move up the ladder that he obviously has a story about. Final Fantasy XII.
Final Fantasy XII. How I love...
You?
Yes.
I thought it was going to be a poem or something.
It's like...
Let me count the ways.
If I was Gollum from Lord of the Rings, I would probably... sing a song. It'd go something like this. My precious Final Fantasy. My precious Final Fantasy. How I love to play the game. My precious Final Fantasy.
Wow. Okay. I think it's all I'm going to do about that one. It's going to move on. So we move from extremely metasexual men with giant swords to white-haired men in red trench coats with giant swords. Devil May Cry. And they're still laughing about the Precious song, so I will talk about this one by myself. The first Devil May Cry was incredible. The second one... Yeah. The second one's not very good. And the third one, though, the third one was awesome, but it was...
Hard.
Tons and tons of hard. It was like a bucket of hard.
I'm sorry, that song.
That'll be played on Z93, and top 8 at 8. I'm going to tell you that right now.
You just need a soundbite on your website.
Wow, I'm not going anywhere else for that. But I'm going to play that back and listen to it 13 times. Do you like Devil May Cry games, huh? Don't sing a song about it, please.
Oh, yeah, Devil May Cry is sweet. And I even liked the second one. I thought the second one was pretty sweet.
You liked the second one?
Yeah, I mean, granted, it was
basically just push forward and shoot.
Yeah, but
it wasn't hard.
Yeah, it wasn't challenging at all, but I...
Well, could you imagine if Konami would have stole that engine and made Castlevania and the Devil May Cry engine in 3D?
That'd be pretty sweet.
That's what I thought when I played Devil May Cry. I'm like, this is what Castlevania should be in 3D.
Yeah.
But Devil May Cry is a great franchise, and I'm looking forward to playing it on the PS3.
And if you don't have them, you can buy them all three together now for, what, $40?
Yeah. So you get 1 and 3, which is all you need.
Skip 2.
Skip 2, don't play it.
And as a bonus disc, it has 2.
Actually, 2 had 2 discs, so you get 2 bonus discs.
Oh, yeah, 2.
You can
play
as the chick, the creepy-looking chick, the redhead.
Yeah, the creepy-looking chick.
She was creepy. She swam. Yeah. All right.
She swam?
Yeah, there was a swimming level. Go figure that out. All right, moving up, Metal Gear Solid 3. Snake Eater.
The Snake Eater.
Kojima, once again, mastermind of gaming.
Yes.
And I idolize him, and if he ever hears my podcast, I love you.
He's got a big picture on his wall.
No, I don't. That's the Justice League.
Oh, my bad.
Of which, if you check magazines, you'll read my quote.
Woo! Yes, snake eating is good.
Do you like how I just kind of threw that in there for no reason?
You gotta elaborate. People are like, what the hell is he talking about?
Yeah, the advertisements for Justice League, commercials, and print ads... is going to feature ZT Game Domain and one of our quotes from the review, which we gave it an 8.0. So look out for that. When you see that, you can be like, I listen to those guys' podcast.
So you actually can say, I know those guys.
Yeah, because you don't.
Exactly.
There you go. Back to Metal Gear. You're talking about eating snakes?
Yes. Tastes like chicken.
Okay. But Kojima really took the franchise to a new level with the survival aspect and healing yourself and having to eat. And all that stuff. And it sounds really trite and stupid until you play it.
Yeah.
And you actually get out there and you feel like you have to survive. I mean, Metal Gear Solid 3 was awesome. I loved it from the beginning. And it had the classic Kojima, you know, storyline. Crazy villains that you had to fight. It was like being in a superhero movie.
The only thing that didn't really take off that I don't ever remember hearing about was camouflage online.
Oh, yeah, where you made your camouflage and you traded it online. Yeah. It never really took off. Neither did the multiplayer in Subsistence.
No, it didn't, which is... It was really fun.
It was really fun.
Except for you had to hit a button to talk.
To talk,
which kind
of
was stupid.
Yeah, but it was more realistic. It was like the first Ghost Recon where you had to press the button.
The
to
white
talk.
Button on the Xbox.
So, but the multiplayer, we played a little bit of it. I liked it.
It was
I dug
it.
It was funny.
Yeah.
Just sneaking around in cardboard boxes.
Car box!
Using little magazines as distractions.
Yeah, the guy walks in, woo, nudie magazines! Oh, that was a great online game.
Hopefully, I'm sure Metal Gear 4 will be just as good.
I hope it's online.
If not, oh, yeah.
I hope it's online, because that mode could do wonders if it took off.
Yeah.
And the last game on the list,
of
Mr.
Course.
Jaffe's masterpiece,
God of War. What's not to like about that
game? I don't think there's anything not to like about it. I mean, it literally stopped me from playing my 360.
Yeah?
I mean, it did. It was like Metal Gear Solid 2 when it came out. I stopped playing my Xbox to play Metal Gear Solid 2, and God of War did that to my 360. I put it down, I stuck it to the side, and I go, I am playing God of War, because this game is fucking badass.
And that's the only reason why I'm keeping my PS2, is not only for Guitar Hero... 1 and 2, but for God of War 2.
God of War 2, I hope it's...
Yes.
I hope it's just as good.
I just fear that Jaffe's not making it, and it bothers me.
No.
Maybe you can get the Icarus wings, though.
I thought you could.
I don't know if you can. I haven't played it.
Well, I was just reading. I thought I'd...
I just wanted to do
whatever.
First
we're
one.
Not talking about 2, we're talking about 1.
But the first game, the first time you played it, it was just... I mean, it was a rush.
It really pushed the envelope between the rating and God, too.
It was visceral. I mean, you play it, and it's just... You don't think a game can be that fun until you play God of War.
It had its frustrating moments.
The final boss, it was frustrating.
It's like the savagery of a Conan story set against mythology background.
Yes, because you are the God of War. And you fight Ares.
You do. Which, I like that fight.
That fight was good, but it was frustrating.
It was frustrating.
The final boss fight is frustrating.
Well, the most frustrating part was those damn little spike things you gotta climb up.
when you're in hell, yeah, when you're in Hades, yeah, that sucked. But it wasn't as bad as you never played through Ninja Gaiden, but oh my god, the blue fish. Anybody who's played Ninja Gaiden, there's a level in it where there's these blue fish, and they just fly at you, and they literally, when you move, they come straight at you. And if you don't hit them, they stick to you and take your life. And literally, 20 seconds of two of them on you will kill you. It was the most frustrating. I would literally walk through the level like this, flinging my nunchucks around just so I could hit them all. It was the most... I remember talking to Dirty Toe about this, and he was telling me about how bad it was. And then when I got to that point, I cried. It was that hard. But the spikes in hell, yeah, that was just about as frustrating. Because you would get all the way to the top, you're like, whoa! Shit.
Yep. You'd fall down.
All the way back down. So that was frustrating.
Pain in the ass. But once you got through it and beat the game...
That was the only part of the game I hated.
Yeah.
The rest of the game was
great
from beginning to end.
Was kind of...
I love those puzzles in there. Especially the part where he gets impaled by the staff and there's blood everywhere. It's the greatness of American video gaming. Yeah. Blood, guts, and gore.
Pushing
block
the
puzzles.
Envelope. Well, it pushed the envelope of the rating.
You just talking about the boobies.
Nowadays, that would warrant an adult.
Yeah, that's why BMXXX got an AO rating. It didn't.
It shouldn't have been released.
It should have been pooped on. But anyway, God of War is $20 now, so go buy it. God of War 2 is due out in February.
Go buy it again, actually.
Yeah, no, you only need one.
No, I'm saying if you got rid of it because you beat it. No, it's worth having to keep in your library anyway.
Yeah, honestly, it's the only game that rivals Ninja Gaiden for me as best action game ever made. It's the only game that rivals Ninja Gaiden.
At least I could beat God of War.
It's because you suck at Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah.
I rule. Alright, so that's our sale. Goodbyes to the PlayStation 2.
C'est la vie, à venezing, sayonara.
He is not multicultural, in case you're asking. Yes, he mispronounced every one of those. But we still love
him.
In
the first one he said that.
C'est la vie?
Yeah, that's not a goodbye.
Served.
I just got pwned.
Pwned, bitches.
Got pwned.
Got pwned.
Alright, but we're going to get out of here. We want you to join us for the next podcast because we will be talking hands-on
with
the Wii and the PS3. And
the Wii and the PS3.
We'll also be talking about some brand new games, including Superman Returns, Rainbow Six Vegas, Call of Duty,
Tony Hawk. Shit ton of games.
Oh, you have no idea. But right now,
swimming in them.
Until those games come out, go grab yourself a copy of Gears of War.
And a 360 if you don't have one.
And a beer.
And a beer!
Oh, you need a beer.
No, I ain't drinking beer.
That's because you are not a man. Anyway, we're going to get out of here, so tune in for the next episode when the next generation is finally in full swing. We won't say it begins because it's already begun. Yeah,
it's on.
It's on, it's bitches. On. So until next time, peace out.
Get on!
Thanks for listening to another episode of ZTGD Podcast Radio. We want to thank the Killer Wolverine, the Gambus Khan, and all of our listeners. If you have any questions, stop by our forums, ctgamedomain.com/forums. And if you have any inquiries, be sure to send us an email at questions@ctgamedomain.com.